So let's sit and have our posture nice and straight. If you need to, there are chairs available. But if you can sit on the cushion, that's better. So let's take our glasses off, closing our eyes. Allowing our shoulders to relax downwards, but still keeping our back straight. And just releasing any tension we might find in our heads, maybe our foreheads, maybe our eyebrows, at the top of our nose. Any tensions in your temples or anywhere else in your face. Let's start with awareness at the top of our head. We're just trying to feel what might be there. Any sensation at all. It might be heat, it might be coolness. Maybe you can feel the air moving. Whatever the sensation is, it's just that we can feel it that counts. If this is not easy to feel what's there, well, just patiently dwell for a while. And hopefully the feeling will return. You do have nerves there. It just might take a little time before the sensitivity returns back. And let's move on if you have sensitivity. How about the forehead? Can you feel that? How about the sides of your head? Even behind your ears? Or even inside your ears? So it helps to have some curiosity. Can we feel all these unusual places? How about your earlobes? All these little out-of-the-way places that we usually don't spend much attention on. The question is, can you feel what's there? Can you feel where it is? Where are your earlobes? So we're not picturing our earlobes or imagining our earlobes. maybe a picture of ears pops into your mind. Okay, that's not where we're going. It's more like, where are they? Your ears have a location. Where is that? Okay, how about the back of your head? Where is that? If any of these places are challenging, just patiently dwell for a while. Maybe give it as long as about, 30 seconds. Maybe a minute at the most. And if you still cannot really feel that place, that's okay. Let's keep moving to the next part of the body. In time, we will resensitize ourselves. But let's move to the next place in our body. How about the back of our necks? How about the sides of our neck? Front of the neck? The face? The jaw? Bottom of the jaw? Even behind the corners of your jaws, at the sides. All those little places out of the way. Okay, down to our shoulders. And how about the upper arms? The armpits, our elbows, forearms, and our hands. And now, the front of the torso. How about the back of the torso? I find these back surfaces of the body can be more challenging, like the back of the torso. How about between the shoulder blades? Any feeling at all? Just know where that is and what does it feel like. How about our torso on the sides, under our, downwards from the armpits? So now you can see the pattern of how we're moving down towards our feet, filling in every place with sensitivity and just knowing where it is. The more sensitivity, the better. any blank area, take your time there. So I'm down to my legs, my knees. Down to my feet. Even behind my ankles. Down to the toes. Can you feel each toe? How about between your toes? How about your toenails? It's almost like a little game. Can you feel each toenail? Okay, let's go back up to the top of our heads again. And we're going to make another pass from head to toe. We're not going to go too quickly, skipping over any places. And if any places are blank, yes, we're going to pause there, but we're not going to pause too long. If we pause too long, we might start getting lost in thoughts. Only stop about 20, 30 seconds, and then keep moving. Not too fast, not too slow. If the sensitivity is very easy somewhere, well, you don't have to spend very long there. Let's say your face. Your face might have a lot of sensitivity. Or your hands. So now I'm going to leave you to it and just keep sweeping from head to toe, taking your time. And it might take a few minutes, head to toe, each sweep. 3 to 5 minutes, something like that. Gradually, the numb places on your body will fill in. And just be patient with that. It might even take days for some of the more numb places to fill in with sensitivity. Don't feel bad if that's happening. Just be patient. I'll just leave you to experiment with that now. So we're bringing an attitude of patience, an attitude of curiosity, being calm, gentle. This is day one. If this is challenging, that's normal. The more sensitivity you've got, the less your mind will wander. This is going to ground us in the present moment. This is going to ground us in our bodies. Reconnecting with our body. Finding where all these body parts are. Every single one of them. We want to know where they are, as opposed to imagining them or picturing them. They have a location. Where? So let's just experiment with this awareness of body going from head to toe. About 3 to 5 minutes from head to toe, each pass. Take your time.